Hello.
Yes, sir. This is Ron Davis from the NCMT Fraud Department. Yeah, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah. This is Ron Davis from the NCMT Fraud Department. How are you doing today?
Frustrating.
Like, why you're frustrating, madam?
Well, trying to get this computer sorted out, and I really don't know what's happening.
I understand totally. Now, the thing is that actually there will be a lot of viruses we have just found it inside your computer. Okay, what happened? Sometimes using your network, there will be a lot of junk and malicious files are getting entered inside your computer. And that is the reason day by day, all of your security are getting compromised. So that is the first time you face, ma'am, that your computer is getting freezed. Or apart from that, you have seen those problems in the past days also.
No, it's all new to me.
Okay. Because the thing is that what we suggest our customer, if we are not looking for the security, at any point of time, the computer may be crashed down or getting freeze. So that is the same thing has been happened to you, okay? So first of all, what we need to do, because you do all of your activities from the computer, and you can see, or the previous colleague from the Microsoft Windows has showing you the errors and the warnings, like the IP address which is connected to your network, or the unwanted things has been just going on inside your network, inside your website. So we need to just simply check the websites first so that we can start the security procedure for you. Understand?
Not really, but yeah, carry on.
Yeah. Because if we do not go inside that web activities, how we can be able to start the graphical scanning, correct? So whenever you just log into your one website, it will be coming up the graphical scanning onto your computer automatically. Okay, so give a plus, take a plus sign, take a plus sign.
So what do I have to do?
Take a plus sign, ma'am. At the top, can you see there will be a plus sign?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You click on the plus sign. Now, once you give a click on the plus sign, first of all, what you need to do, you need to log into your email. Okay. You just log into your email so that we can start the graphical scanning onto your email, and it will be detect all the unwanted activities on the email, and we will be able to start the security process onto it. Okay.
So I'm going into my email.
Okay. So once you go to your email, did you log into your email, ma'am?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I'm just simply going to verify your email, okay? You need to tell me whether it is correct or not. It's anitabancroft@optusnet.com.au.
Yes, that's correct.
Okay, that's lovely. All right. Now just give me a moment. Let me just check the things. And if you can see any graphical scanning will be coming up, just do let me know.
I'm not seeing anything.
Sorry?
Am I meant to be seeing something?
Yeah, if you can see any graphical scanning, any security scanning will be coming up, please do let me know.
Yeah, it's coming up now. Task
manager. Yeah, there will be an option called performance. Press on performance.
Hang on, glasses.
Performance. Yeah, click on that. Now, the graphical scanning is coming up, and it will be just scanning. It will be giving you the security, and before giving you the security, it will be just simply detect the platform from where the viruses are coming inside your computer, okay? So the email is ready to secure. It is just working on the email, okay, the security. So you just minimize that scanning. Minimize it, task manager.
Done.
Please minimize your email either. Minimize your email.
Done.
And yeah, now while you just connected to the Microsoft Windows, we have just got the notification. You deals with three online banking websites, correct?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, I deal with three banks, but not online. I do not do any online banking.
You do not do any online banking? Oh, no. All the banks are offline.
That's right. That is, I've never ever seen that.
Okay, no problem. So you never ever logged into your bank online from the computer, from the mobile phone, right?
Correct.
Okay. So now let me just simply help you to check, okay, so that I can help you. Now, what we need to do, we need to just start the security process, but before that, we need to protect your website, all right? Like the online websites normally. Okay, so first of all, what we need to do, because we have just found as your information has been misused in the different platform, because we have just found your details has been getting registered in the various platform, okay? And that is the reason basically those people are just trying to use your details for their unknown activities, okay? So, yeah, in the meantime, so you just simply click on that search panel, Mrs. Anita, and type in there W for whiskey, letter W, one more time.
What, in the one at the top, which is Google?
Yeah, correct, Google. Type in there W for whiskey. Then
yes.
Can you see any options coming up, W3C validator?
Yeah,
click on that. W3C validator. Now the first important thing, you have already checked your three of the bank's websites is not protected. That means somebody has used your identity to just simply create a different account or different platform, such as eBay, such as Zip, such as different like PayPal, where your details has been misused. Okay. So first of all, at those IP addresses, what has happened, let me tell you. Somebody got your information, somebody break your security chain, and that's why the hackers are inside your device, inside your network. And that's why the computer is getting freezed down, because the hackers are trying to blocking your security so that they can steal the information, okay? But nothing to be worried about. We are just looking onto the things so that we can help you to protect your information. Understand?
Yes.
Yeah. So can you see the verify tick with the green tick, the W3C markup validation service?
Sorry. Oh, the green tick, yes.
Yeah. Click on that. The green tick, click on that. The W3C markup validation service, give a click on that. Now, once you click on that, so can you see, just give me a moment.
You there?
You give me a moment.
You there? I've lost you.
Just give me a moment, ma'am. Just give me a moment.
I've lost you then, sorry.
No. Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me? Yeah.
Yes.
Now let me just tell you, as you have just simply see that by your end, all the three websites are not fully protected. Okay. So what we need to do, we need to block all the IP addresses from where the hackers are trying to misusing with your details. Understand? Now can you see there will be the three box, the three columns, like validate by URI, validate by file upload, and validate by direct input, correct?
Yeah.
Click on validate by direct input, ma'am. Click on that.
Right, done.
Yeah. Now you will get to see a big white box has been came up, which helps you to validate your personal information and the card which you have from the bank, okay? So that the server will just get to know that from in which platform your card information or your personal information has been misused. And we will be able to detect those platforms so that we can cancel it completely, okay? So first of all, I want to ask you, ma'am, the mobile phone number on which we are talking right now, this number is registered to all of your banks, correct?
Could be.
Because whenever we are just going to catch the hacker and whenever we are just going to cancel the platform, you are going to receive the message that your Zip account has been totally cancelled, this type of things. Whatever the platform, we will just rectify, we will just cancel that. And that's why we just simply want to confirmation. So that mobile number is registered to the bank. Did you receive any messages in the past couple of days from the bank onto that number? Any messages in your account balance or any of the charges, any messages or any codes from the bank?
I had a letter from ANZ to say that someone was trying to use my card.
Correct.
They cancelled it. And I went and saw them today, and they've now cancelled that card and issued me with a new one.
Okay, so your ANZ card is already been blocked, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, so you need to understand, ANZ has recognized those things, they are sending you the letter. But what about that NAB or the Suncorp? You need to understand that. There will be some of the things, their security has been damaged, so they are not getting to know those things. And we are the anti-fraud department. We have detected those things, and that is the basic reason we need to verify the things. Understand?
Yes. Oh,
have you ever get any calls from the bank onto this number on which we are talking right now?
No.
You never ever? That 407142950?
That's right.
Yeah. And what type of mobile phone it is? It's an Android mobile phone or it's an iPhone, ma'am?
Android.
Okay, no problem. So first, what do you need to do? You need to be handy with the debit card of your NAB. Just be handy with the debit card of the NAB. First, we are going to validate your NAB, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I actually have a debit card for NAB. I have a combination credit and debit.
Okay, you just be handy with the credit and debit card.
Hold on, I've got to go find it. Get away, you. I don't want you.
Sorry, are you talking to me?
Sorry. Something keeps appearing on here, which I don't want. Right. Now. I hate giving numbers to anybody, especially over the phone. So this is genuine, is it?
Yes, you're not giving it to anybody. Don't get confused. I'm not asking you to tell me over the phone. You are just putting those details and you're verifying those details by your own. Okay?
Yeah. So what do I have to type it in there?
I'll let you know. Be handy with the NAB credit and debit card.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, once you be handy with the NAB debit card and the credit card, so you just click on the white box. Click on the white box.
Yep, done that.
Now, once you click on the white box,
you need to type your name, which you can see on the card. Just type your name on the card, which you can see on the card.
That's so much funny. Let me try again. Hey.
The way it has been written on the card.
Yeah. Done.
All right. Now, give a space. Give a space, ma'am.
Yeah.
And what card do you have carry with you? Right. It's a debit card or it's a credit card?
It's a combination.
It's a combination. Like you have two cards or you just only have one card?
One card.
Okay, it's a combination. Okay. Now, just above your name, can you see a long 16-digit number over there?
All the numbers?
Yeah. Do you see the long number? The long number, madam. Starting with 4 or starting with 5?
Yeah.
Yeah. So you just type the number over there and do not tell me anything over the phone.
Done.
Check the numbers. Check the numbers.
Done.
Now give a space.
Yeah.
Now just below that number, do you see any expiry date?
Yeah.
Yeah. Type it over there.
Yeah.
You know, just write it down and then give a space, ma'am. Give a space.
Yeah.
Now look at the back side, ma'am. Just look at the back side.
Yeah.
Now do you see there will be any 3-digit number?
Yes.
Yeah, type in there.
Yeah.
And please check all the details by your own. First you check the details. Do you put the correct details?
Okay,
it's correct. All right. Now, after that details, you just do one thing. Put your full address with the postcode, ma'am. Put your full address with the postcode, and then you need to check. You done?
Not quite, hang on.
Okay.
Yes, I'm done.
All right, now please give a click on check.
Done that.
Click on check and check your NAB credit or debit card is giving you any errors and warnings messages or not. Try to scroll it down. If you scroll it down, it will be at the bottom. You get to see that? Any errors and warnings messages? How many of them you can see? Like it's 1, 2, 3, how many you can see?
It says 3.
So that means 3 platforms where your details has been misused. Now, that is the reason I told you to just validate your details, madam. Understand? Because you don't know sometimes what happens. You go to the grocery market or the supermarket or grocery store to purchase something, correct? Your household goods or to gifts anything you purchase, of fruits, of foods you purchase, but you pay your bills through your card, correct? You swipe your card on the Swipery machine. And at the same point of time, those machines are getting compromised by the hackers and your details are getting compromised. And that's why three times those details has been getting misused. So you do give a click on the back arrow, ma'am. Give a click on the back arrow.
Yeah.
Now wait, before deleting your details, you need to just verify one more thing. Just tell me one thing, ma'am. Like how many accounts you just have from your NAB, ma'am?
How many what?
Accounts. How many accounts you have from your NAB? Like you just only have one account or more than one account?
Well, it's the debit one and the credit ones. It's two.
Okay. I'm talking about the account, not the card, okay? Do you have the paper statements from the NAB? Do you have the paper statements, ma'am?
Yes. Got two names, husband and wife.
So it's a joint account or it's a normal account? I'm talking about your account, ma'am.
That's a joint account.
It's a joint account, correct? So
yes.
you just be handy with the paper statement. Be handy with the paper statement.
Oh, God, this is good.
You are just protecting each and everything. So why are you getting frustrated, ma'am?
I've been sitting on the phone for about 2 hours.
I understand. But what happens if your information, if your phones are going to be stolen?
Don't get angry with me.
I'm not getting angry. Because you
want me to...
Yeah.
So you want me to NAB bank statement, is that it?
Yeah, correct. Your NAB banking statement. Don't get frustrated because we also do our work for 24/7. We don't ever get the time to eat or to sleep because we want to protect you or the citizens of the Australia.
You'll have to hold on while I go and find the bank statement.
Yeah. First you listen to me. You go and get the statements for your NAB and the Suncorp either, and also the debit card of the Suncorp, so that you can validate the different thing. Okay. So just go and get that.
Right, I've got my NAB account with me.
Yeah, so just give me a moment, ma'am. Yeah, you got the statements?
Yeah.
Okay. So you just delete your details first. First you delete your card information. You delete your details. For your safety and security, you delete your details. Now look on the statement. Look on the statement. Just tell me who is the primary holder of your NAB, ma'am? You or your husband?
Well, it's Mr. and Mrs. D. Bancroft. So
okay, it is known as Mr. and Mrs. D. Bancroft, correct? Can you hear me?
You there?
Yeah, I am listening to you. Are you listening to me, ma'am?
No, but someone's trying to phone me. My phone is ringing.
Okay. So you just simply look on this statement. Do you see how many accounts you have? You just only one account or more than one account you have from the map?
It's one
account, correct?
Yeah.
So the debit card which you have, the debit or credit card which you have, it is connected from the same account, from that account?
Where's my card? Jesus Christ, everything's coming. No, must be under my husband's name because mine's different number to what's on the bank statement.
No. Whenever you just use your debit card to paying your bills, from which account the amount will be coming out?
Out of the everyday account, as I call it. It's the everyday account, yeah.
Okay, you can see the everyday account. So type in there everyday account. Type on the box everyday account. And your debit card is connected to the everyday account, correct?
Yes.
Yeah. So look on the everyday account. Can you see what is the rough balance you can see over there?
The what?
The rough balance. Can you see the everyday account balance there?
Well, the last date I had was...
Yeah, onto your everyday account, ma'am, onto your everyday account.
Yeah, it was 31st of October, my last statement. I only get them every 6 months.
Okay, no problem. Try to check the statement and just type in there what is the last available balance you can see as per your 31st of October onto your everyday account.
18th of October.
No, not 18th of October. Onto your October statement.
Yeah, I've written the number down.
Okay. The same way it has been written, the amount and the pins.
You want the cents as well?
The same which has been written on the statement.
Yeah, done.
Okay. So it will be as per your, October statement, correct? October 2022.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, lovely. And the joint account which you have, whom has the debit card of the joint account? Your husband?
My husband.
Okay. So you just delete the everyday account, ma'am. Delete the everyday account. Delete it. Yeah. Now leave that, and you sure that the card which you have, just simply check onto the validator page. It is connected to your everyday account, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that means you have two accounts, like a joint account and the everyday account, right?
Well, the joint account is the everyday account.
Okay, the joint account is that everyday account, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Lovely. So you just click on the white box one more time and be handy with the SunCrop statement, ma'am. Be handy with the SunCrop statement.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Go over your little card in there now.
Yeah.
What do you want to type in there?
Sorry?
The name? What do you want?
No. First, you just tell me the debit card which you have from the SunCorp, from which account it is connected.
It's called the 55 Plus.
Okay, it's called the 55 Plus. And it's a joint account or it's your personal account?
It's a joint account.
It's a joint account, all right? and you just only have a joint account, or do you have any other savings account or any other fixed account, anything like that from the Silcorp?
Yes, I do have another one.
Okay.
It's called the for the best thing you're saying. 55.
Okay, write down the name of the account. Write down the name of the account first.
Oh shit, what's going on here?
Okay, go to the top, go to the top. Scroll the page to the top.
What happened? I thought I typed in, but it's not there.
You type in there, it will be coming up now.
It's moving.
Don't make any mistake.
Yeah.
Okay. So now give a dash, give a hyphen. It's a like which you told me 55 statement account, and check what is the last available balance you can see onto that account.
This was a good that's the NAP. Damn it. July. The last one I have is July.
Yeah. Like it's July 2022 statement?
Yeah, that's right.
And you don't have any current statement of December or January?
No, that comes in every 6 months.
Okay, yeah. But if you told that it will be coming within 6 months, so where is the December statement, ma'am? Because after July, it will be coming up on December. Where is the December statement?
Yeah, May, April, yeah. Okay, I'll have another look.
Okay, try to find the current statement, like December.
Okay, the last one I have is 11th of October.
Okay, so you just type the balance as per of your 11th of October.
Done.
Okay, and apart from that 150 plus statement account, do you have any other account?
I have another account with Suncorp, yes.
Yeah. So give a space, give a gap, yeah. And write down the second account name.
That's the same as the first one. It's the same. Yeah.
Oh, it's got the same name?
It is. All right. It's the same.
Okay. And check what is the balance you can see onto that account. It is showing you the same balance or it is a different balance?
Different balance.
Yeah. So write down the balance. Now check what you have written, ma'am.
Right.
Okay. So let me just check. Like, is this 200,000 or 20,000? Like, what about that?
200.
Now, can you read the balance for me?
299.931.62.
All right. That means 200,000, like 2,99,921, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. No problem. So you just delete. You have just only two accounts, right? You just delete that. And which is the joint account, ma'am? Like that 200,000 account is a joint account, or
yes.
That okay, that 9,000 which you have onto the different 55 plus statement, that is the different
yes.
account. Okay. And you got the debit card?
No.
Okay. Do you have the card with you?
No, I don't have a debit card for Suncorp.
You don't have the debit card of the Suncorp. Okay.
No, I do it all inside the shop, in the bank.
Okay. So the bank will not provide you any debit card?
I don't want one.
Okay, you don't want that debit card from the Suncorp. All right, no problem. So give me a moment. Give me a moment, ma'am, okay?
Yep.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah. So, we have just validated those things. Now, what we need to do, we need to put the security onto it, ma'am. All right. So, you leave the
yes.
computer as it is because the security is going on onto your computer, okay? So, in the meantime,
okay.
what you need to do, you put me a speaker onto your mobile phone, ma'am. You put me a speaker?
Yes.
Now, once you put me a speaker onto your mobile phone, you just simply look onto your mobile phone. Do you see any application called Play Store? Look for Play Store.
Oh, wait.
try to look for Play Store.
Where do I find it?
Play Store onto your mobile phone, onto your mobile phone.
No, try to get into it. Where are you?
What you can see right now, what you can see right.
I'm getting to the Play Store.
Read the name of the applications one by one for me.
Say, I'm on Play Store.
Yeah, open that.
Search for what? I don't know.
Yeah, search for apps and games. Give a click on that. Give a click on that.
Yeah?
And type in there AnyDesk. AnyDesk. AnyDesk.
Yeah.
Now, can you see any options, Karnam? AnyDesk, remote, desktop, anything like that? Or do you see AnyDesk in AnyDesk?
Do I have to put .com or anything?
Just AnyDesk. Just AnyDesk.
So do I press that little search thing?
Yeah, little search thing. Press that little search thing.
All right. AnyDesk remote desk.
Now install it. There will be an option called install. Press on install.
Been through this for the other guy.
Sorry?
It says complete setup account. Continue.
Okay, what are the options? Do you see continue? Press on continue. And then you need to press on escape.
And then I have to press on what?
Escape. Read the options for me.
It says add credit or debit card.
No, you did not need to be. Look at the right hand corner. Do you see any skip? Skip. SKIP.
Yes.
Yeah, press on that.
Done.
Okay, now what else came up?
Any desk remote?
Yeah, and it is installing?
Well, possibly, with a little circle going around.
Yeah. Once you see open has been came up, just to let me know open.
Okay, open's come. Open.
Yeah, press on open.
Privacy statement.
Correct. Press on OK at the bottom.
Okay.
Then no one has came up. Plugin available. Click on cancel. Press on cancel.
Done.
Now, do you see? You can abort this tutorials by touching outside the blue area.
Yeah.
Tap on the blank area, like a white area. Where you see the white area, you just tap on it.
Tapped?
Yeah. Now what has been came up?
Nothing's happened.
You can't see any numbers? Any numbers coming up?
Yeah.
Yeah. So just wait for a second. You need to confirm with the number when I just going to be ask you. So you just confirm me the number.
939-36114.
Okay. It's 939-36114, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now, where you see the ID number, ma'am, just below the ID, do you see any options called set password in this red light? Something in the red has been written, set password.
Yes.
Yeah, click on that.
Security. Interactive access.
Correct.
Permission.
Now scroll down permission. Scroll down the permission a little bit. There will be something called permission profile. Look for permission profile.
Permission, yes.
Permission profile, ma'am. Just below permission, scroll it down. Little bit,
yes.
There will be something called permission profile.
Got it, yeah.
Click on that.
Done.
Now, what has been came up?
A got default screen sharing, full access, unattended access.
Click on full access. You know, click on full access.
Yeah.
Now, what has been came up?
Permission, we've got profile, full access, profile enabled.
Yeah, click on that. Enable unattended access. Give a tick on that. Enable unattended access. There will be a white tick mark box. Tick that box.
What the white one? Okay.
Now, the basic set password. Yeah, yeah. The way we have set the password on the computer, we need to protect the mobile phone network either. So click on the red straight line. Press on the red straight line, and your keyboard will be coming up.
Yeah.
Yeah, now put the password, the same password in the lower case, secure, S-E-C-U-R-E, secure.
Yeah.
4-8. It's secure, number 4, number 8, without giving any space. Secure,
okay.
4-8. And click on OK, press on OK.
And?
Now wait for a second. You are going to receive a message called start now. Just give me a moment. If you see any start now, just do let me know. Now, once you see any start now, press on start now. Just let me just check. And can you just confirm? Okay. Do one thing. Do one thing, ma'am.
Yeah.
And just check why the ID is showing us invalid. Because you have just given any numbers incorrect. So you just do one thing. You just do one thing. Just give me a moment. So you just do one thing. You give a click on the back arrow. What has been came up? Do you see close?
Yeah.
And then give a click on the back arrow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now what you can see?
A number.
Okay, you just confirm me the number, ma'am, one more time.
939.
Yeah.
36114.
9393614. Okay, just be on that page. But it is showing us the invalid destination address, ma'am. The ID is incorrect, it is showing us.
What?
Yeah, that number you just provided us, it is incorrect, it is showing us.
What's that number?
Yeah, the number which you have just seen over there.
939.
Yeah.
36.
Yeah.
1-4.
36114, right?
Yeah.
Okay, but what happened? Why is it showing us invalid? Just give me a moment. Nine three nine three six one one four.
939336114. Great.
Okay. You close the page. You close that any desk space. Close it properly.
That is it. Now the back side is it properly.
Yeah.
So what do I do to close it? I don't know how to close it.
I don't know.
So what's happening?
Okay, I'm just simply looking for things.
Second. Wait for a second, ma'am.
So you open the Redini desk one more time, ma'am. You open the Redini desk one more time.
So what do you want me to put into that remote address? I'm getting pissed off.
Okay, so did you open the Redini desk application, ma'am? You opened the Redini desk application?
I don't know what I'm doing now. I've still got any desk and remote address on my screen.
And can you see your address and the 9-digit number?
Yeah. What am I putting in remote address?
You don't need to put anything. You see the same number 9396136114?
Yeah.
Okay. But it is just giving us the incorrect number.
Well, I'm giving you what it says on the screen.
I understand. Okay, you just do one thing. You open up the Play Store one more time. You open up the Play Store.
I don't admit it.
Open the same Play Store.
I'm still trying to get there.
Yeah, try to find it.
Yeah. Right. Done.
Okay. Now what you can see?
Search for A.
Yeah, type in there any desk. Type in there any desk.
Any desk. Done.
Yeah. Now search for, do you see any desk remote desktop? But do not click on open. Don't click on open. Do you see any desk remote desktop has been coming up?
There's a little black Virginia clippy thing with a triangle.
No, what has been came up?
What's on the screen now is on the left-hand side, there's a red square with a white diamond and a white arrow. It says any desk remote, and on the other side, it says open. And underneath that...
You did not need to click on open. Did not need to click on open.
So
just next to that open, can you see something called uninstall?
Uninstall?
Yeah.
Update.
Click on any desk remote desktop. Click on any desk remote desktop.
Oh, now I see uninstall. Yeah.
Yeah, press on uninstall.
Uninstall this app. that are accessible and installed.
Yeah. Press on uninstall. Once it will be uninstalled, and then you need to install that.
Okay. It says remote sync. Now it's saying install.
Yeah, press on install. Why you're getting frustrated again and again, ma'am? It's an humble request to you.
I know. It's just that I don't know what I'm doing. And I know you're guiding me very well.
Yeah, but the thing is that the ID which you provide us, it is showing us incorrect. That's why we are just uninstalling that and we need to install it one more time. Okay.
So now what do I have to do?
You install that, then click on open. Press on open.
Open.
Yeah.
Privacy statement.
Okay, you can see privacy statement here. Click on OK, press on OK.
Plugin available.
Okay, you can see plugin available. Yeah, click on cancel, press on cancel.
Yep.
Now what has been saved? Tutorials, right? You'll do a tutorials.
Yeah.
Tap on the white area 2 or 3 times and then you will get to see a number will be coming up.
I've got a number.
You got the number?
Yeah.
Just give me a moment. Okay. Just wait for a second.
Just hold on.
Okay, so you see the number. You just confirm me the number.
668.
Thank you. Okay, wait.
684-215.
It's 668-284-215, right?
Correct.
Okay, so just give me a minute. Now you're going to see a security warning will be coming up. So look at the bottom. Do you see any option called I am aware of the risk? Anything came up? Or I trust this call, anything coming up?
Ma'am.
Your mobile internet is working very slow, ma'am. Yeah, tick that box. I trust this call at the bottom.
Yeah.
Then press on accept. Then again, click on I am aware of the risk at the bottom. There will be a tick mark box again at the bottom, then press on accept.
Done.
Now, simply click on start now. Press on the start now, you can see in start now. What you can see on the screen. There will be the tick mark box. There will be incoming. Press on accept.
Done.
Now press on start now. Now press the home button.
Wait.
You just look at the left hand side very top corner. Can you see there are three white lines? Yeah.
Yes.
Click on the white line.
Yes.
Okay.
Click it.
Yeah, click on that.
Yeah, now, come up with any.
Yeah, now can you see something called settings, press on settings.
Yeah.
Yeah, now once you press on settings. Now once you press on settings, there will be something called security. Press on security.
Yeah.
Now once you press on security, you just simply do one thing. Scroll it down, look for permission profile.
Yes. Click.
Now, yeah.
Now click on full access. Press on full access.
Done.
Now once you click on full access, you just simply click on that enable unattended access. Tick that white box. Tick that white box.
Yes.
Now click on the straight line. You click on the white straight line. Now type the password in the lowercase. Secure48.
Done. Press OK.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay, now press on close. Press on close.
Close.
Okay.
Permissions, profile directory is closed again.
Close, yeah.
Yeah.
Press the square button from the bottom, square button. Press the home button from the bottom.
What, protecting status with device?
The square button from the bottom, ma'am. Square button. The home button.
Right. Got it.
No, no, no. Untick that box. Which you have ticked right now. You just
one
look on
button.
The... First, you listen to me. You need to close that page. Close that page. Come out from that page. Oh, no, no, wait. Do you know how to come out from the page? You don't know? Look at the bottom. Okay, wait, do not scroll the page. Try to listen to me, ma'am. Try to listen to me. Look at the very... Do not scroll down the page. Do not scroll down the page. Look at the very bottom, at the extreme bottom just below your screen. Can you see there are three signs like a... arrow which is pointing towards left, and there will be a square button in the middle, bottom, and just then white
okay.
Square button. Yeah, press that square button. That is called the home button. Whenever I told you to press the home button, you need to press the square button. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah. So that is the thing. Now what has came up, what you can see now?
On my home page, there's a little any desk with
okay, and open the Play Store one more time, ma'am. Open the Play Store one more time. Sorry. Are you connected your mobile phone to the charge, ma'am? Did you connect your mobile phone to the charge?
No, not yet.
Okay, not yet.
No.
Okay.
So it's come up with the any desk remote desktop again.
Okay. Yeah, now you will click on the magnifying glass. At the top, there will be the magnifying glass. Press that.
Okay.
Yeah. And type in there any desk, A-N-Y-D-E-S-K, any desk. You first to type. No. Wait. Now, do you see anything came up, any desk plugin or any desk control plugin? Just give me a moment.
I'm about to ring off.
Just give me a moment.
got a headache now.
Okay. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay. So press the magnifying glass at the top. Press the magnifying glass.
Yep.
And type in there any desk. Type, you need to type, do not touch anything. Okay. Now, just next to the any desk, you need to type something. That's why I told you. Okay, click on the any desk at the top where you see the magnifying glass. You need to give a space. Yeah, give a space. And can once you give a space, there will be an option coming up, any desk plugin. Can you see any desk plugin or any desk control plugin?
Yeah.
Yeah, click on that. Any desk control plugin or plugin. Your internet is very, very slow.
Sorry.
Press on install. Press on install. Now press the home button, ma'am. Press the home button. Okay, now once you press the home button, did you press the square button from the bottom, the home button?
Yes, I did.
Okay, now what you can see on the mobile phone?
I can see any desk with a 2 on it.
Yeah, yeah, open that any desk. Open that any desk.
Done.
Now, do you see a number? 66828.
Now it's come up with plugin activation.
Click on do not show, press on OK. Don't show this again and press on OK.
Okay, now what am I looking for?
And be on that page, ma'am. Don't go anywhere, be on that page. Now, do you see anything?
Well, under accessibility, it's got volume key shortcut.
Okay. And do you see the start now? Start now.
Start Google Assistant?
No, no, no. Do you see any start now on your mobile phone? Start now. Or allow?
I don't know what the hell I'm looking for.
Are you on the any desk page?
No.
It's open the any desk. Okay, you open the any desk page.
So you want me to go back to the home button?
No, not that home button. You need to just open the red any desk application.
How the hell do I do that?
Press the home button first. Press the home button.
understand.
And there will be the Red AnyDesk application. Can you see that? Red AnyDesk application.
The AnyDesk.
Yeah, open that.
Well, press AnyDesk.
Yeah, press AnyDesk.
Yeah, it's come up with AnyDesk will start capturing everything.
Yeah, press and start now. Press and start now. Press and start now. There will be an option called press and start now.
Done.
Okay, now press. I'll wait for a second. Now, what you can see on the mobile phone?
Interactive access. Always show you coming.
Press the square button from the bottom. Square button from the bottom. Again, you make the mistake. I told you to press the square button, that home button. You need to press the home button now. Click on cancel. Click on cancel.
Wow.
Yeah, and now press the home button.
Yeah.
Okay, now what you can see?
AnyDesk 2.
Okay, and look for settings. There will be an option called settings. Can you see settings?
Settings.
Yeah.
Settings. Done.
So, are you on the settings?
Yes.
Okay. Scroll it down. Look for accessibility. There will be an option called accessibility.
Called what?
Accessibility. Accessibility.
I can't find it.
Go to the bottom. It will be coming up.
Found it.
Found it? Lovely. Click on that. Now, can you see at the bottom any desk control service AD1? It is showing you off. You need to turn it on. Click on that. Any desk control service AD1.
And put it on?
Yeah, turn it on. Press on OK. OK. Press on OK. Press on OK.
Done.
Okay, now just be with me for a moment. Are you on the home screen?
Okay.
Yeah, and be on that page. Do not touch anything. In the meantime, if you want, you can take a glass of water for you, ma'am. Or make a cup of tea for you. Let me just do the work. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. If you want, you can eat something or you can just simply relax yourself. I'm just checking the security. When I need you, I'll tell you. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah. Can you just unlock your mobile phone, ma'am? Madam? Can you just unlock your mobile phone, ma'am? Hello? Can you hear me, ma'am?
Yeah?
Can you unlock your mobile phone? Your phone is getting locked.
Oh. Okay, I've done that.
Okay, now, wait for a second. Now, any changes came up onto your mobile phone?
Well, still the AnyDesk too?
No. Can you see add onto your swipe your screen bottom to top. Swipe your screen bottom to top.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Now, what has came up? Now, what you can see, ma'am?
I can see all the little icons.
Yeah, you see all the little icons. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely.
And any disk is there.
Okay, yeah. Now, scroll down slowly, slowly, ma'am. Scroll down the page slowly, slowly. Go to the down.
And go to what?
Scroll down slowly, slowly.
Yeah?
Yeah.
God, geez, now I've lost a bloody lot.
What do you have lost?
I got it back. So what am I looking for?
You need to scroll it down so that we can check the security.
All right, I'll scroll right down.
Okay. All right, no problem. No problem, love. You just simply leave the mobile phone as it is. Now wait. Now wait, let the server help you. Any changes came up?
Settings.
Correct. Now wait for a second. Okay, now look for display. Look for display, ma'am. Display.
Display.
Look for display. Go to the top, it will be...
I got display here.
Yeah.
Click on it?
Yeah, click on display. And in the meantime, because we are canceling the charges and we are catching those hackers to canceling the platform, do you have any driver's license, ma'am? I do believe you're driving, correct?
Yeah.
Do you have the driver's license? The driver's license, do you have or not?
Yes, I'm going to get it.
Okay. That's lovely, ma'am. That's lovely.
I'm shouting it in. Yes, I have got my driver's license.
Okay, now what we need to do, we need to scan the driver's license so that we can protect it. So you need to take the clear picture of the driver's license front side. So you just do one thing, put the driver's license ID on a solid place, on the table. Put it on the table. Yeah. And... okay.
Take a
clear picture of the front side of the driver's license. And remember, all the four corners needs to be visible. And the picture needs to be clear. The lights are coming up, ma'am. The lights are coming up onto the photo.
So you don't want me to click it, you're doing something there.
Sorry, ma'am?
Do you want me to click?
Yeah, take the clear picture. Take the clear picture.
Say, I've done that.
You've done that?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, you need to take the clear picture of the back side, either. Flip your card and take the clear picture of the back side.
Done.
Now you press the home button. You just press the home button.
Now I know what it is. Yeah, done that.
Yeah, now you open the AnyDesk. You open the Red AnyDesk application.
Sorry, I open what?
Any desk.
Right! Just kidding me. Done!
Okay, lovely. Now, once you see start now, press on start now, ma'am. Once you see start now,
it's saying battery optimization.
Okay.
Alright. Now I'm looking for what?
Oh, wait, it will be coming up. It will be coming up, love. Start now. Press on the start now.
Start now.
Yeah. Now, wait. Now, this time what you need to do, open up the picture, the gallery. Open up the gallery where you take the picture of the front side and the back side.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Okay. So you open up the picture of the front side? Okay, now wait for a second. Your internet is working very slow. You don't have the network. Okay. Now wait for a second. And do you see your picture is correct? It is perfect? The front side?
Yes.
No, okay, wait. Is it coming clear? The picture is clear?
Well, I think it is.
Wait. Be on that page.
Have we got much longer to go on this?
Not more than 10 to 15 minutes, ma'am. I think the picture is not coming clear. Is it clear? You can see the picture?
It is to me.
Okay, now swipe the screen, look for the backside picture. Open the backside picture.
Yeah, there.
Due to your internet, it is. You do one thing, ma'am. The front side picture is not coming clear. You press the home button. You press the home button and open up the camera, ma'am.
Well, do you want me to take another picture?
Okay, wait. Check you got a message. Open a text message, ma'am. Open a text message first. You got a message.
I'm coming.
Yeah.
Thank you for sharing with Renat.
Yeah. Because we have cancelled that and that account has been getting registered. Can you just read the code for me? It's 97414. 97414. It's correct?
Yes.
Okay. Now you just press the home button and open the Red AnyDesk application.
And open the which one, sorry?
Red AnyDesk first. Red AnyDesk.
Well, done that.
Now you have to press on start now, as you can see, start now. Start now.
Done.
Now you press the home button. What do you mean? The square button from the bottom, ma'am. Home button. That home button. Again, you just forget that.
Stop getting frustrated with me.
No, I'm not.
All right.
You open up the camera, ma'am. And may I get to know what's your age, ma'am? What's your age?
Old.
How old are you?
Very old.
Seriously? Tell me the age.
Well, let's put it this way. I was born in 1950.
1950. But you don't seem to be like so old, ma'am. Yeah.
But, camera, what do you want me to do again?
Yeah, take the front side picture.
Okay.
And can you just do me a favor? Can you just sit somewhere else? Can you just sit somewhere outside your home, ma'am? Like on the lawn? Because the network is very slow. We are getting disconnected again and again. And carry the driver's license with you. Carry the driver's license with you, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm outside.
Okay. Now you open the Red Any Desk application first. Press the home button and open the Red Any Desk application.
Okay. Security.
Yeah. Now, once you see any start now, press on start now. Press on start now.
Okay.
Now, press the home button.
Done.
And open up the camera, love.
Okay.
Okay. And where is your husband, ma'am?
He's in the lounge.
Okay, he's in the lounge. Okay.
Well,
oh my god. Yeah, take down the picture. Your internet is working very, very slow again. Ah, you live in the bush area, ma'am?
No.
Oh, okay. Wait for a second. You take the picture? Did you take the picture of the front side? Open that picture.
Okay,
open that picture which you have taken out.
Done.
Now, do you see the picture in front of you? Okay.
Yeah, see it.
Okay.
Now what?
And can you just zoom in that picture? Zoom in that picture a little bit. Zoom in, make that page bigger. Make
that
picture bigger.
Yeah.
Okay. Did you make that picture big?
How big do you want it?
Little bit more big, ma'am.
Then it's not going to fit in.
Okay. Now wait for a second. Something.
I'm tired of being on the phone.
You're tired of being on phone? Why? You don't like my voice?
So you're not going to hear that.
Why, ma'am? I don't sound good. Did I sound good to you?
Sorry.
How is my voice?
You're fine. You're great.
It's attractive? You like my voice?
Yes. Yeah.
Then we can go for a date, correct?
Nah, I'm too old.
No, who told you? Old are gold, ma'am.
No, I don't date anymore.
Why, you don't like to date anyone?
Stop it. Let's finish this.
Sorry?
Let's get this finished with.
Yeah, it will be done very shortly. You press the home button now. You press the home button.
Done.
Done and be on that page. You did not need to do anything. Okay? You go to your home screen and wait for a second. Once I've got it, I'll let you know. Okay?
Okay.
Yeah, you be with me, ma'am.
You be with me. Do not hang up the call. Okay, I'm putting you on hold for a second. I'm working on the security.
Okay.
Yeah. You there, ma'am?
Yeah, back.
Yeah. Give me 5 minutes more and we're done, okay? We are just simply looking for the things.
Okay.
Yeah. Your seat relax. Your seat relax. Yeah.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, now can you hear me?
Yes.
The security has been done, ma'am. So we have decided the security. The security has been done. The security has been done, okay?
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, so if I'll need you, then I'll call you, okay? Tomorrow you will be free?
Sorry?
Tomorrow you will be free?
Sometime.
So when should I call you tomorrow?
I don't know.
What time I call you?
What's tomorrow, Wednesday? Oh, whatever, anytime.
Anytime?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, then I'll give you a call tomorrow, okay? Security, but if anything needed, then I'll call you, okay?
All right, thank you.
And in the meantime, you just shut down your computer. You just turn it off.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
You've been very